It's happening tomorrow, Thursday, at noon. And what we're having is a gathering of different religious leaders and people of different faiths for a ceremony on the shores of Otsego Lake, the headwaters of the Susquehanna River. And we're going to read the resolution that we signed on, the religious leaders around the state signed on and sent to Governor Cuomo. And then we're going to start a ceremony with some readings from the different faiths that say why we have common ground together. And then we're going to bless the waters from the lake and invite people to participate in that blessing, probably sing a hymn or listen to some music, and then we will return the water to the lake.
Are you hoping for divine intervention in this situation, or are you hoping for Governor Cuomo to hear these prayers?
Well, different faith traditions have different views on divine intervention. My hope from this is that Governor Cuomo and our political leaders and other folks who might be on the fence about whether or not hydrofracking is a good thing for our state recognize that we have different faiths of different beliefs do have common ground to stand on. We all believe in being good stewards of what we've been blessed with, this wonderful, beautiful land that we live in. And we've been called to take care of one another. And hydrofracking, I'm afraid, is a threat to both of those things. And we're hoping that by gathering together in this religious ceremony, that we show that there's a different side to this that people may not have realized, a faith-based side.
How did this become a faith-based issue? Most of the debate so far has been environmental or scientific. How did this take on a spiritual aspect?
Well, different churches around the state, as individual congregations, have gotten involved. Social justice is a very big part of many faith traditions, and environmental justice has been very important in that tradition. This particular effort started by the passing of a resolution by the First Presbyterian Church in Cooperstown. And then a member of that church, Keith Hsu, decided or wondered if other churches might also want to sign on or be involved. And so he contacted me and other clergy in the area, and we sat down to craft an interfaith letter to Governor Cuomo and our political leaders. And then out of that, the blessing of the waters idea came because we wanted to respond in a way that that fit our traditions and showed that this wasn't limited to any one particular faith.
What are some of the faiths involved in this effort?
We have right now we have almost 70 different signers on the letter from around the state, and the faith traditions represented would be a Unitarian Universalist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Orthodox, Baptist, Quakers, Mormons, Jewish tradition, United Church of Christ, Lutherans, and others. And we have more signing on every day.
Within the Unitarian Universalist Society of Oneonta, within your congregation, what is the talk? Does this come up a lot, fracking?
I started at this church 3 years ago when I moved to New York State from Wisconsin. And I didn't know anything about hydrofracking when I got here. And the first year I was here, we actually had a task force that formed to educate the public. And in discussing the formation of that task force, the congregation seemed to be pretty evenly split about whether or not this was something that would be helpful or good or something that we should be fighting against. And so we took a very balanced middle ground stance on it. Over the last 3 years, we haven't done anything in my particular congregation, but we've had many sermons on it, many services on it, and I think that there's been a shift in people's beliefs. But we, in my congregation, haven't taken a stand like the church in Cooperstown did yet. My hope is that will change.
Is there a part of Scripture that you think really solidifies or really brings to light what you're trying to do here?
Well, speaking from my tradition, The Unitarian Universalist tradition recognizes no one scripture, but our tradition says that we affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of all people, and we recognize the interconnectedness of all life, the web of existence that we're all a part of. And to me, hydrofracking strikes at the heart of both of those things. Aside from the damage, the potential harm to our environment, I'm also concerned about the fact that it looks like what the governor is intending to do is open up our state to hydrofracking in those areas where the people are most in need of financial assistance. In other words, we're going to do something that's possibly harmful to them because they don't have the resources to do otherwise. And I think that's the wrong way to go. If we were taking care of one another, if we were actually working towards more economic equality, they wouldn't be in this position where this was the only option they had. So I think it's from a religious perspective, it's both an environmental issue and it's an economic issue. It's a social justice issue.